You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach, talking Washington Nationals with MLB.com's Nationals beat reporter, Bill Ladson. In just a moment, we will have Bill talking baseball and some other things with Bryce Harper. So we'll get to that in just a minute. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I cannot complain. All right. So, Bill, you spent a few minutes talking to Bryce Harper in Kansas City. Let's go ahead and hear what Bryce had to say.
Bryce, thank you so much. Bryce, the one thing I noticed is that you went to the Negro League Hall of Fame, and you're a historian. Now, what did you think of it?
Oh, it was incredible. Josh Gibson's got some of the biggest forearms I've ever seen. it's truly incredible, you know, what they went through and how they went about it. Just still love the game every single day, and did everything they could to make it to that point. And I mean, what a great thing to do and go see, and had a lot of fun. I mean, it's such a great site, and I think a lot of people need to go out there and really check it out and see what it's all about.
Do you wish you played with those guys?
They had fun, definitely. That's something that they actually did. I think a lot of people can learn a lot of things from them, how they went about it, how they played the game. And they didn't take it to the level where it was like, oh my gosh, this game's so serious. They really had fun about it. They took it serious as well, but they truly had fun and really enjoyed what they did. And I think people can learn a lot from that.
Bryce, for people who don't know, you know a lot about baseball history, but you know a lot about other history as well. What made you get into the past?
I think you just have to really, understand and realize that, you have to respect the guys that played before you, and that's in all sports. I think that you can learn so much from what those guys have done and how they've went about it. And, if they wanted to play this game, before us, then, this game wouldn't be here. And so you have to pay your respects to the people that played before you. And, it's truly, something that I think everyone needs to know about, on and off the field. And, baseball is a great game, and it started a long, long time ago.
Bryce, this Nationals team is off to the best start in its history. Why is that?
I just think we're having a lot of fun. I think we're enjoying this game. I think we're playing as a team, with the, bullpen and the pitching staff that we have. I mean, they've been truly incredible. Last night seeing Ollie Perez come in and get those two strikeouts and run off the field and jump and do his little thing, it's amazing. And that all starts from the top, that's Dusty Baker and, Davey Lopes and, Spy and, everybody. So, it's a lot of fun to, play with these guys and play for, this group. And, we're having a lot of fun, and hopefully we keep going.
Bryce, you're one of the reasons this team is off to a great start. And I think it's safe to say you're a superstar now. And I'd like to know what was working in the first half of April. You're in a bit of a slump, but to me, I don't even call it a slump. I call it a bump in the road.
Yeah, I think, just getting pitches over the plate that I can hit, definitely early. Having guys hit behind me like Dirk with, Murphy and Zim. And, I think, the lineup we have is so deep. If I'm not hitting, everybody else is too. So, taking that out into the field and knowing, if I'm not going to hit, nobody's going to hit, against us. So I'm going to catch everything I can out there in right field and play hard and do the things I can. Just trying to stick to my same routine every single day, not change. And, just really try to get some pitches in my zone that I can hit and, hopefully get going. And, we're winning ball games. That's the biggest thing, and that's all that matters to me. And I've said that since day one. If we can keep winning ball games and I can get going a little bit more, then, I think we'll be just fine.
Some interesting stuff in there. And I think one of the things that people are starting to realize, and I'm glad of this, that there's this perception of Harper as this sort of brash kid, overturn everything, and he's got a lot of personality. But one of the things you kind of touch on here with him, and as he talks about going to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum, he's really into the history of the game. How much do you get to see that from being around him on a semi-regular basis?
It's really when you have a one-on-one with him. When I first met Bryce Harper, this guy knows sports history, not just baseball history. Matter of fact, the first interview I ever had with him, he talked about Joe Namath and running Bachelors 3, which was in the late 1960s. Now, at the time, he was 19 years old. Now, how many 19-year-olds do you know would know about Bachelors 3, which was Namath's old restaurant in the late 1960s? So I was impressed a couple of years ago when he first mentioned Joe Namath. So this guy is really amazing when it comes to sports history.
Do you think that informs how he approaches the game, how he approaches his work, his preparation to play baseball?
No doubt about it. I mean, when I spoke to him yesterday about the Negro Leagues, he was amazed how fun they had despite the racial problems they had. And, you know, he wants to have the same fun, which he's been trying to say the last few months now. So I totally get what he's saying. And he wants to be, you know, happy-go-lucky type of guy on the field. It's not just about being just the MVP.
There are guys who want to be great just because they're driven to be great, and that's a heck of a motivation. But there are also guys who sort of know who came before them and want to stand among those guys. One of those things that always struck me about Albert Pujols was how much it meant to him when he got mentioned alongside Stan Musial. Do you see that in Harper? Do you see that drive not only to be great but to be mentioned alongside Reggie Jackson, Willie Mays, whoever they are, the greats that came before him?
Oh, Matthew, there's no question about it. He wants not just baseball players. He wants to be he wants his name to be mentioned with today's players, today's superstars, you know, like Stephon Curry. I mean, he mentioned that the other day. And it's just amazing how Bryce wants to be great around the sports world, not just the baseball world.
Well, there is plenty of other stuff going on with this Nationals club right now. It's been really interesting. I jokingly said to a friend of mine when they won the first game on this road trip, well, they're 1-0. That is obviously completely unfair to the teams they played before now, but this is a step up in competition. As they have gone to St. Louis and Kansas City with Chicago coming up, have you learned anything about this club from this week of seeing them against some of the best teams in the league?
Well, to me, Matthew, they need to be, I'm being honest with you, they have to be more consistent with their closer. Havelblad has to be consistent. He's not right now. I also think they need a serious leadoff hitter. I've been saying that from day one, and that's happening really starting tomorrow with Ben Revere. And, you know, hopefully Trey Turner will be up here, because offensively, I just think they are too inconsistent. I mean, if they don't hit a home run, that's pretty much it. And they've been lucky. They've been playing the bad teams. And I think when they play really good teams like the Phillies are not going away, by the way, I think there's going to be some problems.
You look at this offense, and you noted a couple of places. They should get better at center field soon as Michael Taylor can go back into more of kind of a part-time bat-off-the-bench defense role and see Ben Revere getting on base. There is a possibility at some point they'll get Trey Turner up, and he would be an on-base threat, a threat on the bases. But, you know, I look, and it seems to me that one of the biggest problems with this offense is something I don't see them fixing. And that there's this interesting tension here. You can point to a couple things, but you can also look at Ryan Zimmerman's not hitting at all, and Jason Worth is hitting for power, but he's not getting on base at all. Those two guys are kind of bedrock pieces of the lineup, and knowing what they've meant and knowing how Dusty Baker runs a team, I don't see either of those guys getting any kind of diminished time, and I don't see what the alternative is. So are they just in a position where they're going to ride it out and hope those guys get well, or are there any kind of alternatives, platoons, anything to address the fact that two of their core guys, their 4 and 6 guys, aren't hitting?
Well, they're going to ride with those guys anyway. They're going to ride it out. There's no doubt. Obviously, Zimmerman's not playing on Wednesday. That's just a rest day to give Clint Robinson a break. And Worth, you know, they're going to keep going with Worth. I mean, there's no way you can put him on the bench with the money he's making, $42 million left on the contract. So I'm just telling you, Baker is going to ride it out. I mean, just today, in fact, he talked about how we in the media wanted Michael Taylor to play every day over Jason Worth. And that's turned out that the local media was dead wrong on that, because Jason Worth should be the guy and Michael Taylor should be on the bench.
Yeah, well, I would note that I didn't want that, but I wasn't there. Anthony Rendon hits one out. His slugging percentage since the beginning of last year is like 360-something. He has hit for basically no power. He's done some other things. You know, he's still a decent infielder. He's still shown some on-base ability. He's scoring runs. But this guy, to be the player they want him to be, needs to come into some power. Do you see signs, maybe not that 2025 home run guy is back, but that even maybe 10, 15 home runs is reachable? Do you see signs of that, or are you not seeing that at all?
Well, I think it's coming. The other day, Dusty Baker called Anthony Rendon his hard luck hitter because he hasn't hit the ball hard, but hitting into outs. And Dusty Baker believes it's just a matter of time before his bat gets hot. So, I'm not worried about Anthony Rendon. You know, as long as he's playing well defensively and doing the job there, I think he's going to be all right, Matthew. I mean, even talking to Dusty Baker, he's not worried about it.
We've talked about what's wrong, but, you know, this is a first-place team, and it's done pretty well on the trip so far. Let's talk about what's right. Is this rotation better than last year's?
Boy, that's an understatement, man. It's great. And I'm just telling you, Tanner Roark, all he needed was a chance. I mean, I look at what's going on with him now. Matt Williams wouldn't have given him this chance. I mean, the guy lost his job last year for no reason. It was only because Max Scherzer was signed. And from day one, Dusty Baker said that Tanner Roark was going to be his guy. And you see what's happening. Three straight games of seven innings. And I think Max Scherzer there, Steven Strasburg is better than ever. Joe Ross is unhittable. I mean, and Gio. I mean, what more can you say about Gio? Cross your fingers. As long as he's not walking anybody, he's doing well. So, yes, this rotation is better. To me, I'll go even further. It's better than 2012 and 14. So I think, so far, this is a great rotation.
One more thing, and I will let you go here. You noted Roark. He's fascinating to me because the vast majority of pitchers ever, I mean, there's just like almost no exceptions. You take a starter and you put him in the bullpen and he's more effective. This guy is one of the like 1% exception. Why is that?
Well, you ask me why is he can't do it in the bullpen and can do it in the rotation, you ask me?
Yeah, why is he the only guy ever who didn't get better when he went to the bullpen?
No, I don't know. I mean, I think all this whole time, if you look at the year he had in 2014, he was outstanding. And he didn't lose his job because of something he did. He lost it because Max Scherzer was signed to a big deal. And then, and you know, the thing about, we got to say about Tanner Roark, when he was sent to the bullpen, unlike Ross Detweiler, he did not complain. He was a team player. Whatever they wanted him to do, he did it. It's just that, unfortunately, he just didn't get the job done. And part of it was because he thought because he was in the bullpen, he had to throw harder. And I guess he feels that if you're a reliever, you have to throw hard and strike out a lot of batters, which did not happen. But once he went back to the bullpen, he's not trying to strike out everybody. He's just trying to change speeds, and that's about it.
All right. Well, Bill Ladson, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks, everybody, for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.